Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Yes, I received one of your mailers, and I wanted to ask you some questions. May I?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Do you have your 16-digit reservation code?
My 16 reservation code, 2311.
Okay.
3601-0011-4853.
All righty, give me a second.
Bank?
We're not a depository institution. excuse me. Not in a traditional sense, as far as like, do we take your deposits? We strictly do commercial lending, equipment financing.
Okay, no, your name says your Bank of Cardiff.
Correct. Yeah, we're a commercial bank. We're not like a traditional local bank, so to speak, where we take your deposits. We do strictly commercial lending.
No, you're not a commercial bank. You're not a bank.
We are a commercial finance bank. Correct.
You're not a bank. Trust me. You're
okay.
Not a bank.
Right. Are you with Lake? Lake Grove Car Wash?
Lake Grove Car Wash. Yes, sir.
Okay. And I had Rosie down as the owner. Who am I speaking with there?
My name is Patrick Smith. I'm Rosie's boss. I'm her husband.
Okay, gotcha. And just real quick, what's the best number to reach you at if we get disconnected here?
No, I rather than you trying to fill up your data bank, may I just ask you some information? And if you tell me what I need to hear, then I'll certainly give you all the information you need, including my current numbers and my emails and everything else. But I just need to find out from you, how does this work?
Okay, and when you're referring to this, are you referring to equipment you're looking to bring on, or are you referring to capital, the business needs? Well, what is this?
Well, I'm sorry, you don't know what I received. It says here, Dear Rosie, based on your business borrowing history as reflected in the UCC filing data from October 2015, our internal reliability score, we'd like to conditionally offer you a business, a $250 working capital or equipment loan. That's what I'm referring to as this.
Okay, and is the business looking at equipment at this point, or are you looking for capital, some cash flow?
I don't know. It depends on what kind of terms, rates, and conditions you tell me.
Okay, so the rates and the terms are kind of contingent on, are you looking for equipment, or are you looking for capital, different programs? So.
Okay, let's use an example. Let's say it's working capital, $25,000 for a year.
Okay. Okay.
I just want to know how does it work, and what are your calls?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just ask you a couple questions. I'll be able to give you a more specific answer. What did the business do in gross annual sales last year?
I won't give you that information. Let's just pretend it's satisfactory to meet your underwriting criteria. How's that? I don't want to give anybody my company information.
Okay. I'm not really asking for anything intrusive, but just to give you some feedback.
You are. Ask me what my gross income is. Do you tell people how much money you make every month?
If I'm applying to get a loan, then I certainly would have to.
Okay.
Okay, just to give you some feedback, anywhere on the $25,000, you could be paying back, $27,500, you could be paying back $30,000, ballpark figures, depending on how things look on paper.
If I gave you a, because you're not a bank, you cannot answer this in the right way. Banks have things called annual percentage rate,
correct.
That, right?
Correct.
And banks have things called disclosure statements, you know that, right?
Absolutely.
I think you have neither of that because you don't charge interest and you don't disclose anything. So knowing that, let me give you some information you need so that I can identify my costs before I apply. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of to give you some feedback on what you're saying while your bank, your local bank there might have.
I know what I'm saying. I just want to have you help me before I apply. Given your solicitation letter to me, what my cost would be for a loan of $25,000 for 1 year.
Okay, and just to go over it again, as I said earlier, you know, you'd be paying anywhere, could be paying back, you know, $27,500, maybe around $30,000. So typically 10 to 30 cents on the dollar, fixed cost rate, not your traditional APR compounding interest rate, like you had described earlier with the local bank.
Just a lot of terms. Excuse me. Say that again. What
was
my cost?
So it could be anywhere as. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you perfectly well.
Okay, yeah. So you could be paying anywhere as little as 10 cents on the dollar. So you'd be paying back $27,500 on it. Could be paying back as much as 30 cents on the dollar, depending on how you guys look on paper and what the credit analysts come back with.
10 cents on a dollar is $27,500?
So 10 cents on the dollar, if you're borrowing $25,000, that would be $2,500, right?
Is 10 cents on a dollar 10%?
Correct.
Okay, all right. So I'm paying about 10%, and at $25,000, I'd be paying about $2,500. Is that right?
That would be on the lower end of things. It could be you could be paying back around $30,000. It just really depends on, you know, business's credit, time in business, those sort of things.
Okay.
So, and it's a very, you know, it's a simple application process. You know, we look at a one-page application. We look at some bank statements there. And we'll look at the first page from your tax return if you have access to that.
So you want to verify my viability as a business. You got my federal ID number. You've got my tax filings on a one page. And you want my bank statements to see what my gross deposits are. Expenses are.
I'm sorry?
I said you want my bank statements because you want to know what my gross deposits are, but you don't know what my expenses are. So it tells me you're making your loan on my volume of deposits.
Correct. Taking a look at the bank accounts would allow us to see your business's revenue over the past half of a year, and then the proposal would be determined partly by that. When the credit analysts go to look at everything.
All right. So the way I see this forming is that knowing what my gross deposits are, you will determine how much you take out from my account every month, day, week, or whatever.
We would determine how much, you know, we could get the business approved for, and then you would take what you need, basically.
Right, but I'm considering the reason you've got this bank statement. Are you an underwriter, you know? How this works?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you're not just a salesman then.
Correct. I actually do underwriting myself.
Okay. So when you see my bank statements, you will determine based on your underwriting criteria how much money you'll take out of my account. Is that right?
Not how much money we would take out of your account. How much money we would take out of your account, or what more real? The better way to word it would be your payments. Would be determined, you know, based on cash flow, business's credit, you know, make sure your personal credit doesn't have any huge tax liens or whatnot, and your time in business are some of the important factors that we're looking at when determining your payments.
Yeah, again, the face page of your tax return, along with what you just mentioned there, just determines my viability as a business. Am I an operating business? But there is no underwriting criteria except how much money I deposit in my account.
Right. I'm sorry, was that a question, or I'm sorry?
I'm making a statement for you to agree or disagree with. There is no underwriting criteria other than you're determining whether I am in business or not, that I'm in a viable business, and if I am, your repayment or your taking money out of my checking account is based on what my gross income is based on my checking statement. It's not based on my cash flow. You know what cash flow is, don't you?
Yeah, I do know what cash flow is.
Okay, well, cash flow is total income minus total expense.
Correct.
Net profit. Correct.
So,
and you add to that. You add to that. What? You don't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you there. I'm not really sure.
Cash flow is a determination of a business ability to repay debt.
Correct.
Cash
so the reason
you know. Income minus expenses plus, you couldn't tell me what the plus was, but let's just say
that would be your net income is what you're referring to. We're looking at your gross, right?
No, I'm not referring to my net income. Let me say that one more time again. You're kind of fun to talk to because you at least speak with me and you listen. Cash flow is gross income minus your expenses plus, and I won't tell you, you need to find out, plus something and something. And then you get your cash flow. That's what cash flow is determined on. But you're not really
referring to
Let me finish. You're not concerned about my cash flow as you say you are because you don't know what my expenses are.
So by looking at your bank accounts, we'd be able to determine how much money you have left over at the end of the month, how much money you have freed up.
So that's my point. You're not explaining yourself the way I need to understand. If I'm going to put myself in hock to you for $2,700 or $25,000 loan, I want to know how this is going to work. And you're telling me it's based on my cash flow. It's not. It's based on my checking account volumes, my checking account balances.
Correct. So we're not talking about any money you're hiding, any cash payments you received, you know, cash flow.
No. Hiding. When you report to the IRS and you report interest expenses, that's not hiding anything. When you report to your IRS expenses and it's appreciation on your equipment, that's not hiding anything. That's by the law. You call that hiding.
I don't mean hiding, you know, with a negative connotation. What I'm saying is what we look at, what we free up is what we unlock for your business is 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. That's how we operate. That's what we free up, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, your top line revenue, right?
You free up 10% of my gross sales. What does that mean?
So gross sales would be your top line revenue. You know what that means, right?
No, gross sales is gross sales. There's no such thing as top line, bottom line, gross sales. Gross sales is gross sales.
Okay, so we would free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales.
How do you free up? What does free up mean?
That means that's how much we extend to businesses is 10 to 15% of their gross annual sales.
Oh, gross. See, now that I can understand. Now you're speaking.
That's very simple. That's how we operate. 10 to 15% of your gross is what we free up for the business.
How banks think. That's how banks operate. That's what you learn in graduate school. That's what cash flow is all about. So you will add to my cash flow, you will add to my gross income 10 to 15%.
Correct.
That would be based on how I verify to you what my gross income is given my checking account statements, right?
Correct. We'd be looking at your deposits for 6 months. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then when I pay that back, given other underwriting criteria you have like bankruptcy and everything else, you will determine how much I pay back anywhere from 10 cents on a dollar, 10%, or up to 30%, $3,000.
Correct.
Correct. Correct. All right. See, now we're talking the same. You're not using
right.
Because I'm not too smart. And then the next part is when you begin repayment based on that criteria you just told me, what you and I just agreed on, how is that repayment made? Is it made monthly? Is it made quarterly? Is it made yearly? How is that repayment made for them? 25,000 example we're using.
Yes, so we have programs in which we have daily payments, we have weekly payments, and we have monthly payments. So we have people
getting... And whose determination is that?
The credit analyst will come with an answer on that, you know, after evaluating your file, and we'll determine which one you qualify for.
Okay, you're an underwriter. Tell me, what does a credit analyst look for?
So the credit analysts, I mean, we kind of already touched on three of the most important items, you know, most important being revenue generated by the business, time in business is a factor, personal credit, you know, your Dun & Bradstreet credit score as well. So these are things that they're looking at when they determine how much.
Okay, say my credit, and this is not unusual, say my credit score is 750, and I've been in business, which is factual, over 25 years. I don't have overdrafts, I don't have the bad DNBs. I don't have any of that derogatory. I have no bankruptcy, no nothing. Nothing. So I'm going to qualify given your underwriting. So under which condition would I need to qualify for to get a typical, like a bank, monthly payment, not a daily payment? No bank collects loans daily. You know, collects loans daily? Sharks. Loan sharks.
These loans are typically risk-based, so it turns on the risk that we'd be taking here, how much we'd be extending, the term, etc.
So again, if given the risk factors that you told me, which was redundancy, bank fees, my personal credit, all those are satisfactory.
Under correct.
Would I qualify for a monthly payment? I'm not looking for a commitment. I'm just looking for your guidance on how you guys do this.
Yeah, and you could talk to
a month.
Yeah, you could talk to a million people like me that are going to sit there and tell you that you're going to get a monthly payment. I'm not one of those people. I don't know what program they're going to fit you into. I truthfully can't tell you whether.
Who's there?
I'm sorry?
You just mentioned you don't know what they're going to fit you into.
Correct. Yeah, we're talking about the credit analysts that evaluate your file, right?
But aren't you an underwriter?
Correct. But what I'm trying to explain is I don't decide how much to lend, at what rate, at what term. That's not a decision that's made by me.
Okay. Well, see, you have my interest, and you did your job in explaining this to me. You did your job in answering my phone call based on the number you gave me. But what you can't tell me is whether I need to pay daily, and not even you pay your loans daily. Not as good as you are, not even you pay your loans daily. Only derelicts pay daily. But you cannot tell me until I apply.
Correct.
What am I applying for? Does it make sense to you? I want you to apply for a loan. I won't tell you how you're going to pay me back, but I want you to apply anyway.
I gave you a ballpark of what you would apply. I gave you a ballpark of what your potential payback would be.
I'm not looking at all those other factors. I'm looking only at my repayment. I answered all my questions. I'm just looking at repayment. You cannot tell me or give me any guidance as to what I can expect when I apply, if I apply, for a payment. You can't tell me. You can only say, well, it's going to be from paying every day to paying once a month. I don't know.
I think that based on the criteria that you provided me with, I think that we definitely fit you into one of our programs, and hopefully get you a weekly payment. That's what I can tell you. But like I said, I'm in no position. I could sit here and lie to you, and I hope you respect.
I understand your role. You cannot say anything more for fear of losing your job, for fear of being quoted, and that's not my purpose. But you cannot trust me because, unlike banks, none of you have a relationship with your potential customers. So you take me as just any call, and it's not the kind of people I want to work with. I appreciate you speaking with me. Thank you very much.
And if could you mind elaborating a little bit as to why you're feeling that way there?
Because you're very evasive, sir.
Which question would you like me to be more specific about?
How will I repay you? Monthly or daily or annually?
Okay, so
don't give me something very vague saying any one of our programs I hope you qualify for. You know, that's very vague. It's not an answer. I go to a bank and say, what's my payment on this loan? They'll tell me you owe me $58 a month.
You're telling me right now, Patrick, you walk in a bank, you ask them that question, they're going to give you a specific answer, or are they going to wait 6 weeks and sit on your file and then give you...
They will. By law, they have to. You guys have no...
You're telling me a bank by law has to tell you your rate when you walk in and ask them in person, what's my rate? They just whip out a rate for you?
You are darn right. You haven't worked with a bank, have you?
No, I most certainly have.
National Disclosure Act. You know what that is?
It's pretty straightforward, right?
No, but you don't know what that is. You're telling me that you can walk in a bank, ask a question about an APR, and they won't answer you, or they'll give you a vague answer. They won't give me a specific answer.
What they'll do? Yeah, right. They will. They'll give you a specific answer.
Credit union, bank, not a credit union, not bank.
Right, and what they'll do is they'll give you an answer, and or you'll see on a sign, oh, you can get a mortgage for 3%, and then there'll be a little asterisk in the corner with all these other stipulations that factor into your rate that you're paying back.
No.
You think that everyone walks into their local bank and gets a specific rate? Is that what you're telling me?
Sir?
Is that really how you think things work?
No, I don't think. I know. When you walk into a bank and inquire about a loan, they are required to quote you an APR. And the asterisk you refer to tells you that they are required by law to give you a disclosure statement how that APR is determined. And if you haven't seen that, then you look the other way. That is required by every bank insured by the FDIC. And if you don't know that, you can find out.
And absolutely, after looking at your financials, they absolutely will give you a specific rate, just as we would after you provide us.
No. Up front, they're obligated to tell you what an APR is. They are upgraded. They are up front telling you what your rate will be and what your repayment will be. You, on the other hand, will not tell me that. You'll be very vague. The best you can tell me will be about.
So you're telling me that everyone that walks in a local bank gets approved for the same rate? That's kind of implicit. It's kind of implicit in what you're saying is that you walk into a bank, they tell you the rate immediately without analyzing your financials. It's kind of implicit in your statement. It's like implied, but you're not directly saying it.
No, it's not implicit. No, it's not implied. You haven't listened correctly to what I said. I simply said if I walk into a bank to reply your question, will I get a specific answer on my repayment? And I said yes. I did not say anything more than that. Anything else you grab from what I said is your imagination. I wanted from you a monthly payment or determine whether I be paying monthly or daily. It's
right.
Very simple.
Yeah, and what I told you is I think we realistically, your business, we could get you approved for weekly payments. That's what I'm telling you. I think we could do weekly payments on your file. And based on what you're telling me, I think we could do weekly payments on your file. So, you know, I'm not here to argue with you. You know, it sounds like the business has...
No, first of all, it's not an argument.
Okay, I'm glad you agree about that. Okay.
When arguments ensue, it's because two people have adamant stances and they both go in their corners and they argue their cases. You and I have an open discussion.
Absolutely.
If I may ask, what college you go to?
I went to San Diego State University.
Well, they won't be too happy to hear you how you use words like imply.
Why? Have you gone to your local bank to obtain these funds?
Yes.
And what did they say to you?
They say what I need to know. They tell me what my cost is if I ask them. They tell me what my repayment is if I ask them.
Okay, so why did you not work with your local bank? Let's start there.
Regulation old.
I'm sorry?
Regulation old. Rego. We'll look that up.
We'll do. So you weren't able to obtain funds there, I'm assuming, correct?
No. You asked me why didn't I go there. I didn't say I couldn't qualify for funds there. So you're putting words in my mouth again. You got to talk to San Diego University and ask them to teach you one more time. You always change my words. I didn't say I didn't qualify there. You said I didn't qualify there. You asked me why didn't I go there. You're trying to pin me in a corner saying...
Right, no, I'm...
No.
You didn't answer the question, though. Why aren't you...
Because of... I don't go to a bank because of Reg O. You go look it up. And it's not because of what you imply. You implied that I don't go to a bank because I don't qualify, so I'm calling this left-handed finance company.
No, we deal with people that just don't. You're telling me I deal with business owners all day. You're telling me that when you walk in the bank to get an SBA loan, they give you a rate the day you walk in there. And I know for a fact that that's not the truth.
Well, then you are talking to the wrong bank. Every bank is required to tell you what your cost is when you ask.
You can't sit here and tell me you walk in the bank for an SBA and they give you a rate. You can't sit here and tell me that, Patrick.
They won't tell you what the rate is. The rate is going to be based on 3% over the prime rate of interest. They'll even tell you how they arrive at a prime rate of interest. Yes, they do.
And they do that immediately on the spot. They do that immediately on the spot.
If you tell me you're going to a bank and you ask for an SBA loan and they won't tell you the rate of interest, then
you are not going
to the bank.
No, they absolutely do give you the interest. They just don't give it to you on the spot. It's a process with them.
No, they give it on the spot. Sir, nobody would borrow money from anybody without knowing first what the cost is.
Absolutely, correct.
Nobody would borrow money not knowing what the terms may be.
And with that being said, no one would lend money without evaluating someone's financials and then giving them the terms that are based on their financials, right?
That's absolutely correct.
It's a two-way street.
No. Let's wind this clock back. I called you in response to a solicitation letter you gave me.
Correct.
In that solicitation letter, you told me to call this number to ask about what you possibly have. And the words you use, you use a lot of buzzwords like working capital, equipment loan. That's what you used.
Correct.
That's what I'm doing.
Not so. Those are our two programs.
Your request. I'm asking you at your request, your solicitation, questions to lend me comfort before I apply to you.
Absolutely.
But you are vague in answering my questions. You even went so far to say a bank will not answer my question that I asked you.
No, a bank most certainly will answer. Just to reiterate myself, a bank will most certainly answer your questions. It's just, it's a process with them, right? It's not like an overnight approval.
No, it is not.
Right. And that's what I was trying to get at there.
Answering questions, and you're kind of mixing the two bags of garbage here. You're implying or you're stating about approval and a process. I'm speaking of answering a solicitation letter you gave me. Just like when I walk into a bank, I open the doors, I go in, I ask them a question. They will give me the answer. You will not give me the answer. There's a big difference there. You're very vague in your answers.
The reason that my answers might be interpreted as vague is because I don't want to give you the wrong information. You know, I don't want to promise you the moon and not deliver. Mm-hmm. And I hope that that's something that you can respect.
You're not promising me anything. I'm just asking you a question. I asked the question, as you recall, how does your process work and what is your cost?
Yep. And I,
by the way, this is being recorded. I'm going to quote you and what's your name and what's your number. Because even if you told me, I couldn't do anything with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely fine. I gave you kind of the ballpark of where you would be at. I think that you'd be approved for one of our better programs based on the information you provided me, the minimal information you provided me. And you're also, you didn't give me your sales. You didn't provide me with a lot of information which would be provided to answer your question specifically, right?
Because I asked.
I haven't even been able to ask you if you have any current loans. I haven't asked you what your wife's credit is like. You haven't given me your gross annual sales. So you're asking me to promise you all these things without providing me the information required to give you a more specific answer.
See, again,
does that make sense?
Is it San Diego State or San Diego University?
Why are you so concerned where I got my degree at? Where did you go to college? I'm so perplexed as to why you're...
I went to Cal Berkeley.
Okay, you went to Berkeley, and I don't understand the relevance of where I got my degree. How is that coming into play here?
Because you don't, as a scholar, as a learned person, that you should be, because you speak in a very high tone. I would expect something more from somebody who had a college, university credit. You mix words. You speak like a salesman. You're not very clear. You're not very convincing. You're very evasive. You mix your nouns all over the place, and that's not what people who write in university do.
So you're saying this reflects on my university studies?
I didn't say that. It could. You're jumping to conclusion. You do it all the time. That's another example. I didn't say university. You're taking that as a downside. I want to verify just to see where you are. And again, all this would not be necessary because back in the old days, when you go to a bank, they know you. You know what the 3 C's of credit? You ever heard of that?
I don't believe so, no.
Because your generation doesn't believe in credit. Your generation does everything by the numbers, by the credit score, by your bank balances. It has nothing to do with my character. That's the biggest C in lending.
Right.
Character.
Okay. Anyone who lends to someone based on their character is out of their mind.
Well, that may be true, but it worked
because for over character, It might have worked in the 1800s, maybe the 1700s. People don't win based off character.
So you believe that an element of character, honesty, is dead out of the 1800s?
Right. That's why we look at papers and financials and specifics.
Oh, right. That is for you for guidance. That is guidance. Again.
So
you are a very interesting young man. If for no other reason, because you spoke with me all this time. Most people would have hung up a long time ago.
Yeah, I've just never had anyone call me to argue with me.
Because you don't deal with people like me. You deal with people who are desperate, generally speaking.
No, that's completely not true. We deal with people that can't get money from their local banks, just like you. You might have a great business, good credit, but the banks still aren't lending to you.
There you go again. I didn't say that. It's the second time you presume that.
No, and I don't mean you. I don't mean you specifically. I mean business owners in general.
Go read Regulation O. There are many reasons why people don't go to banks, and that's one of them. Go read Reg O. Do yourself a favor. Learn something.
Okay.
Don't take that personally. It's a Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation mandate law, Regulation O. It is one of many laws that banks who are insured by the federal government are governed by. Read Reg O.
Okay. Do you want to apply? See what we can get for you. I'll get you some specific numbers tomorrow.
Only because of you, and I don't know your name. I don't need to know your name, but you represent your company. Only because of you, I may one day call you back. But the one specific question I need answered before I do is I don't want to make a loan payment every week. My business goes up and down based on the weather. I'm coming from Portland, Oregon, and the weather in Portland, Oregon can be extremely wet for a long period of time. So if you, by mandate, by your pragmatic qualifications of the gross volumes of my checking statement, dictate that I have to take a payment out every day or every week, and it's still raining, I'm going to be in violation of my trust with you, and I'm going to be in deep hot water. So I need to know very specifically how you determine a monthly payment. And if I think I have a chance to qualify for a monthly payment, and I still don't know that because you can't tell me, then I may come back to see you. But I would not, because you speak your company's jargon, your company's sales approach, including your letter here, is like any of these thousands of solicitations we have, because there's so much money out there. You know what M1 is?
I do not know.
Okay, you weren't an econ major then. You weren't. Anyway, there's so much money out in America right now. Well, with this, you know we're trillions in deficit. You know that?
Yeah, we're. I mean, absolutely. How could I not?
You know how a deficit is created?
Very irresponsible people.
No. A deficit created by the Uncle Sam Federal Reserve printing cash, printing.
They don't have it backed by gold. I understand. I know the whole spiel you're about to give me. I know how it used to be backed by gold and everything, and that's what created the issues.
It has nothing to do about gold. They just print so much money out there that people don't know what to do with it. The people who have it don't know what to do with it. And one group of people, like your bosses, said, let's get together and lend money. We can make money. We can make easy 10% on the dollar. Easy 10%. Because there's so much money on that. When the days when we had gold back in our dollars, we had character back in our dollars, nobody would do that. They would want to know a lot of hard questions before they create a money based on your checking account statements. They would never do that. So America is kind of losing its grip on, like you said, nobody cares. Character is 1800s. Old-fashioned. Dead.
Well, I mean,
that's what we used to do. So the nature of our growth has been credit. We have so much credit out there, we don't even know how to pay it back anymore.
In the meantime,
the people who have credit is abusing it, like giving it away. That's what caused a recession.
They gave mortgage loans to people who didn't have to.
Right. And it's interesting you brought that up, because those same federally insured institutions, the banks that you're talking about, are the people that created part of that recession. Would you agree? Because they were the ones lending the mortgage.
I would argue partially, but they could not have created that if the government did not print money for them.
They were... Exactly. It was the government, and all your local banks there are backed by the government, and that's what created that issue, with them giving out mortgages to people that couldn't, you know, afford the payments.
So there are many people now with much, much, much money. They don't know what to do with it. They'll create programs. And people who need more money because they can't qualify will take advantage of these programs. That's how we got into the upside-down mortgage field. And again, because we are printing even more money than we did 10 years ago, America's going to fall right back down again.
I agree. It's right around. It's right around the corner.
It is, yeah. For those who can hold their breath longer, it'll be better. But for those who don't, well, let me tell you what Rego was all about. And you should go read this. Really, you should go read banking regulations. Regulation O is directed to people who are owners, directors, and board members of banks. I own a bank. So if I go and borrow from my bank, the federal government will watch me and will watch my bank very carefully. And there's only a certain percent of your capital the government will allow you to lend yourself.
Okay, so let's pump the brakes here for a second. You're telling me that you own a bank?
Yes.
Okay, what bank do you own?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay,
just
so
like security number or how much money I need. I'm not going to tell you that.
Why would you pick up the flyer, call me today if you own a bank? And I understand everything about the regulation O. Why I understand that.
You're suggesting you don't understand that. You're suggesting that I'm a BSer, and that I'm just wasting your time, and I'm a desperate person really seeking some kind of money. The answer to your question is I run companies that are diverse and separate from one another. And for me to have working capital at a time when business gets slow, I want to go to another source of lending. I want to keep each house separate from one another. I don't want them joined together. I don't want them filed under a Reg O. I don't want them filed under a subchapter S. I want them separate and strong entities. One day, when I sell these companies, they will stand on their own. My son can buy each company he sees fit based on its own criteria, not based on my personal guarantee, not based on deposits being made and statements being drawn and payments being taken out daily. That would not be how this company stands. That's not how any company stands. If they're standing that way, they are standing on a very, very important company.
Okay.
You can accept that for what it is, or you can just say, I'm another BSer, like many of those you've spoken to.
Right, I speak to a lot of people. I've never had anyone tell me they own a bank and reach out to me for $25,000, though. That's
I did not reach out to you for $25,000.
You had inquired about $25,000 loan amount.
I simply called in reply to your flyer, and I asked, how does this process work?
Write
this down as well. Write this down, because you need to learn some things. Write this down. What you are doing, you haven't reinvented the wheel. What you are denting is what banks used to call factoring. Write that down.
I'm very familiar with factoring. I'm very familiar.
Good. That's what you're doing. You're doing factoring with someone's bank statement, not with inventory, not with accounts receivable. You're doing it based on gross dollars in a bank statement. You're factoring with a bank statement. That's all you're doing. It's nothing new.
It most certainly isn't anything new.
Pardon me?
It most certainly isn't anything new. So you probably receive a lot of flyers in the mail from companies that are startups. We've been around for a very long time, you know, so that kind of sets us apart from them. You know, I really, like, I have a lot of work to do today, and I certainly don't want to waste your time. I'd love to shoot you an email if you do decide to apply and see what kind of proposal we could work up for you.
I may one day call you.
Okay. Do you want me to shoot you off an email there so you have my direct line there?
No, I don't want you to have my email either.
Okay. Yeah, it's...
Because you could have done me with all kinds of stuff. I don't want that.
No, I wouldn't. You wouldn't be inundated with anything. I would send you one email that you would have for me to get in touch with me, you know, the one-page application there.
Sir, once I'm in your data bank, your company will send anything they wish in spite of you, even if you're there or not. You know that. Be a big boy.
You might be the most condescending person I've ever spoken to in the workplace in my entire life.
Then here's what you can do.
Is that what they taught you at Berkeley? To be like that? Is that something you picked up at Berkeley, or...